Son, never stop learning.
A venture-backed entrepreneur's average payoff across a 20-year study of companies that successfully attracted funding was reported at $4.4 million. That sounds compelling, but the outcomes were wildly unequal, and the founders who never cleared the first hurdle, the pre-seed check, never got to play. That first check is the hardest. Not because investors are irrational, but because at zero, you are asking someone to fund a belief. No revenue, no CAC, no cohort data, just a founder, a problem, and a story. The question is whether your story is built to convert skepticism into conviction. Here is the trap most founders fall into. They prepare for a Series A meeting when they are actually in a pre-seed conversation. They load their deck with financial projections, unit economics, and customer acquisition models. Investors nod politely and pass. Why? Because at the pre-seed stage, according to YC's fundraising guidance, investors are evaluating the founders, the problem, the proposed solution, and the size of the opportunity, not operating history that doesn't exist yet. Traditional metrics aren't just unhelpful at this stage, they actively distract from what the investor actually needs to assess. The key idea is this: you are not being evaluated on what you've built. You are being evaluated on whether you are the right person to build it. Think of it like a casting decision, not a financial audit. A film director doesn't ask an unknown actor for their box office history. They watch how the actor inhabits a role. Investors at the pre-seed stage are doing the same thing. They are reading signals. Research from the National Bureau of Economic Research confirms that founding choices, the decisions a founder makes before conventional performance data exists, are measurably associated with the likelihood of receiving venture capital. That is founder market fit in action. Now, how do you demonstrate it without a product? You show deep, specific knowledge of the problem. You show that you have lived inside the market. You show that your early choices, who you recruited, what you built first, which customers you talked to, reflect judgment that compounds. Investors do not all interpret the same startup evidence identically. Their prior beliefs shape their conclusions. That means your job is not to present neutral data. Your job is to shift priors. That shift happens through what we can call narrative velocity, the three-part structure that moves an investor from skeptical to convinced. The first pillar is a precise problem statement, not a broad market complaint, but a specific, painful, and underserved friction that you can name and locate. The second pillar is a credible path to a milestone. YC is explicit here. A persuasive pre-seed narrative connects present evidence to a specific future milestone, not an abstract vision. Raise enough to reach the next meaningful proof point and name that proof point clearly. The third pillar is traction as signal, not scale. Customer engagement and word-of-mouth growth are especially powerful at this stage because they demonstrate that users value the product beyond your own assertion. Even early growth matters. For example, 10 users who tell 5 friends each is not a revenue story, it is a belief story, and belief is the currency of the pre-seed round. NBR research also shows that for founders confident in their project's quality, focused high-precision experiments outperform scattering weak metrics across many dimensions. One sharp signal beats 5 soft ones. The inertia of zero is real. It is the psychological weight of asking someone to fund something that does not yet fully exist. But the founders who break through it are not the ones with the most data. They are the ones who understand that pre-seed fundraising is a belief transfer exercise. Remember, your mission statement tells investors why you are pursuing this and what larger outcome you intend to create. Your traction signals tell them you are already moving, your milestone framing tells them exactly what their capital unlocks. And your founding choices, the ones you made before anyone was watching, tell them whether you have the judgment to execute. The takeaway is direct: stop optimizing for financial metrics that don't exist yet and start optimizing for founder market fit and narrative velocity. That is the framework that converts the inertia of zero into a signed check,